Welcome to 761-3330 and 906-3000, the movie line, entertaining all of Southern California and beyond. This is David of Burbank, not Paul Mack. I'm so glad that it's still that way. Loved Nino's tape last week, loved my tape before that. But this tape is a tape for the December 9th through the 13th time, okay? Did you know that Hammond and Mohrdman was born... on 1902.
What the hell is this,
what the hell's? I'm sorry,
what
I've got it.
What the hell's going on here?
I've got some equipment running here that shouldn't be running.
I'm getting pretty fed up with this doggone cotton picking.
It sounds like a Barney Fife.
This is giving me a headache and a hard time.
Why, there's no equipment on.
You mean I spent 20 cents of my hard-earned dimes to call
this? Where is this coming from?
I call Palmac Presents the Here Tape.
I love it.
I call Palmac Presents the Here Tape. I call the Here Palmac.
Wait, where?
This stupid Dino Telefunny and bygone David from Blurbank.
Hey, who is this?
What? Well, who is this? This is Barney Fife. Who's this?
This is Barney Fife?
No, I'm Barney Fife, you idiot.
That's what I
Learn
said.
Learn to get your names right, you palooka.
I said this is Barney Fife.
Will you stop calling yourself Barney Fife? I'm Barney Fife. God, I'm going to get mad at you, boy.
The real Barney Fife?
I'm going to get mad at you. I'm Barney Fife. Do you understand? I'm Barney Fife.
From Andy Griffith?
What?
How is Andy?
Will you shut up? Heck's Paul! I called up to hear a movie on tape with Paul Mack. Now, where is it?
He thinks he's so good now he can pull a Johnny Carson.
All right, that's it, mister.
I didn't...
You're busted. I'm coming down to your place. Why didn't I leave you take
it? Wait a minute.
I'm the caller on the other end of the phone. Listen to this recording. And I call up all the way from long distance paper. I want to hear Paul Mack. Hey, what I'm going to do, but I'm going to hang up right now.
No,
you're
going
to get more out of it if you don't get me Paul Mack right now, you idiot.
But
what?
Well, I didn't know you even called the line.
Well, you shut up. Don't tell anybody. It's going to ruin my reputation. You think I wanted to speak up? But Paul Mack's not alive. I'm getting pretty ticked off, so you better get him back on the show before I really get pissed.
You want Paul Mack back?
Huh? Yes, I want Paul Mack back. I want him on the back. I want to hear him.
Boy, you must think that nobody does it better.
You're darn tootin'.
For another week of film, listed fun.
Fun.
Hey, you're on 761-3330.
I am?
That's right, for another week of film, listed fun.
Let's go.
All right. Hello, I'm Paul Mack, and you're just in time for the movie line at 761-3330 for another week of film, listed fun. You're on 761-3330. For another week of film, listed fun.
All right.
That's right.
That's
fun.
Hey.
Fun.
What?
I said it's fun.
Good for you.
I'm Paul Mack.
I don't care who you are.
I say
who it is.
Be quiet. I'm talking.
I don't care about. Hey,
I said.
Hey, I'm going to announce
fun.
This.
Will you be quiet?
Listen,
it's not fun.
What?
It's phony.
What's going on?
Well, I'm trying to announce this.
Stop talking like.
Can we get on with the tape, please?
Will you be.
We gotta get on with.
We really gotta get on the tape.
Okay.
I know that we're.
Do you. Be quiet.
Do you. Do you mind?
Shut up.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
What?
We're going to move now.
Who?
We're going in with him.
Are you ready for another week of film listed fun?
Yeah.
Then what are we waiting for on 761-3330?
All right, now let's try and get it right this time,
That would
okay?
make me happy. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Now you're sure you're ready?
I'm positive.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, let's do
Stand
it.
Stand by. Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
On count.
Okay.
Three, two. You're on 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun.
We did it.
Hello, you're on 761-3330 with another week of film listed fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, moviegoers of America, it's time.
Hi. You're on 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun. And now, the star of our show, Mr. Paul Mack.
You're sick. I don't want you ever call...
week of Bonus Presents. Bonus
Movies. No, it's not. It's movies. It's
movies, Mr.
Mac Presents or something like that.
Funny movies.
It's movies. It's
phony
films.
Phony.
Wait a minute. Hey. Be quiet. I know what it is.
Well, what is it?
It's the funny listed films.
Oh, man.
Loser.
Asshole.
Well, that's wonderful. No, wait a minute. It's wonderful.
Oh, my God, it's a stolen idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul Mack Presents, the most in caller participation, the timeliest of information, the finest in 24-hour telephone entertainment, are unavailable at this time. So instead, we bring you The Movie Line, presented by your host, a man who knows class, style, dignity, and a flair for bringing happiness into other people's lives are all things missing from his own Paul Mack.
Piggy? Fozzie? Where am I anyway?
Kermit!
Kermit! Oh, what's going on?
You're going on. It's Broadway. You made it.
Yeah, that's right. No, the script isn't ready. There's still something missing.
No, it's terrific.
We gotta tell everybody Kermit's okay. Come on.
Kermit, do you remember the opening number?
You mean... Look at me. Here I am. Right where I belong. I see that face coming back to me like an old familiar song. What better place could anyone be? 'Cause you're here with me. It's all I've been looking for and so much more. And now I'm here, now you're here. Nothing can go wrong 'cause I am right where I belong.
And now, your host, Paul Mack.
Hi, and thanks for calling. Paul Mack presents The Movie Line, and gang, it feels great to be right back where I belong, hosting my own show right here at 761-3330 and 906-3000. I'd like to thank Mr. Nino Telefun and Dave from Burbank for hosting my last two shows, but that doesn't matter now, because we're getting in with more bizarreness, lunacy, fun, laughs, loads, piles, brilliance, and more stuff! Yeah!
Look at us, here we are. Right where we belong. The curtain's up and the lights are bright and they're playing our old song.
What better place could anyone be? 'Cause you're here with me.
So everyone, here we go. Let's start the show.
On a planet beyond your imagination, the sons of two great dynasties prepare for war.
I see two great houses feuding.
One was born to create.
I must not fear.
The other to destroy.
I will kill him!
Only one can survive.
Long live the fighters!
Doom, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Starts Friday at select theaters.
Hey, Movie Line! Oh, how's it going? This is John OCC and David Buddy! Oh, I even stole your laugh. What do you know? No, anyway, yeah. Little inside joke there, right, Dave, old buddy? Anyway, I saw the movie Oh God, You Douche. Devil, not douche. What am I? Oh, I'm getting sacrilegious here. That's terrible. I saw Oh God, You Devil. I liked it. I mean, what can I say? I liked it. It had a good plot. It was interesting. It didn't drag out like I'm doing right now. But I saw the movie, and I liked it, and hey, what can I say? Anyway, Paul and David, take it easy. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Straight.
Crooked John. Boy, aren't you ever, though. I just want to say, hi, John. How are you? How was lunch? We had an excellent, wonderful time. John and I had some business to attend to the following... previous weeks, actually. And it was quite interesting because I actually got John to confess and to admit that he had been stealing several ideas that I had used on old Movie Line tapes. Of course, a lot of you callers out here might not realize it, but
all the great things and original stuff that I've done out here on the movie line, John has taken and just made a mockery of. I mean, he didn't even do it. He didn't even copy it good. I mean, he didn't do a good job. And every time I left a comment on his line saying, "John, buddy, wonderful idea." And a guy just says, didn't say anything. He cuts my comment out for the heck. So I went down to OCC land and I straightened the boy out. That's why he said bye. And, you know, basically now things are working out just swell. We got a whole working thing going, and that's why he apologized on last week's tape and everything. And John, no, I'm really sorry I'm putting you down, John, on national telephone. I don't mean to be doing this. I'm going to apologize now. Apologize to you. And say I'm sorry. And in no way will you ever find me stealing an OCC idea. I just want to let it be known that I'll never, ever take one of John's ideas because they're stupid and use them on my line. They're just, they don't work, they're dumb, they're boring, and I would never have. John, I'm really sorry, and I know I'm going to get at least 3.5 hours worth of input on my line about this message, so what I'll do now is I'll make it up to you. I'll plug your numbers. You can call, just a minute, okay? I just want to warn everybody that before I've been ridiculed by plugging his numbers in the past, so I hope that you won't come down on me real hard, but I mean, you can definitely call John OCC's number at, it's in the
7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-1-7-
folks. I'm going to have to stop for a minute. This is the worst thing I've ever witnessed.
Oh, my God, it's a stolen idea.
You know, Paul, I could say that you were going to use one of my cuts. I was going to use that cut on next. Well, what the hell? No big deal. We'll figure out some arrangement. I just wanted, this is really not for output. I really enjoyed the Gopher Twins outtakes. Hats off to Nino and Frank.
And Paul.
Or Franco or whatever his name
American.
Is. That, I thought that was real good.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'll be listening to you Sunday, okay?
Okay.
See you later.
Bye. It's nice to know, John, that excuse
yeah,
me?
Forget it. I'll
leaving
talk to you
now.
Later.
Thank you.
Bye.
It's nice to know, John, that you do listen to our line so that you can get ideas for your own. However, I think we should get off the OCC kick and stop showing him so much attention. And, well, I better not speak about it anymore. We're going to get bombarded here. And to get back into what this line is all about, film reviews and more stuff.
I'd like to say that I saw Supergirl. It was stupid. This is Darren, by the way. It was a stupid movie, and for all you out there that call this number up, don't go and pay $5 to see it. It's a big disappointment. I don't care what the ratings give it, and how much that blonde actress, whatever her name is, made in this movie. It's dumb, and don't go see it. Hi, Paul. This is John from La Habra, and, This concept goes out to Nino Telefun. I think you did an excellent job on last week's tape. You really did a good original job, right, Paul? And as for the editing on my voice, that was great. That was cute. I like that. But, Paul, you should have Nino do the tape from now on. I think he does a better job than you.
You know, I finally saw Phantom of the Paradise. You know why? Because Paul put my arm behind my back and forced me into the theater to see it because he said, you're going to like this movie. It's good. So I watched this chopped up version of a 1970s movie, and yeah, it was good. I liked it. And if you get a chance to go see it,
You know, there's a midnight matinee at the UA Theaters in North Hollywood you might want to check out.
This is Joe in Westwood. I saw Johnny Dangerously back in February of 84 when 20th Century Fox screened it for a select audience for reactions, and the print I saw was pretty bad. It was not even good slapstick comedy like Airplane. It was just terrible, with the possible exception of Maureen Stapleton, who did a good performance in one of her very few comic roles. But other than that, Johnny Dangerously is really a put-together, no-nonsense and nonsensical type of film that no one should really see. But I did just see Paris, Texas, which won the Cannes Film Festival, the Golden Palm, and came away very impressed. It was a nice, dramatic film. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes, which most of you may consider a little long, but I didn't. I thought it was great. And really gets you involved in some of the drama of human life, and it was pretty good. Other than that, I haven't seen much else, but I'll call back with Dune in 2010 when they come out. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Nicole from Snuka Park, and probably one of the best movies I've seen would be Taps. That was a good portrayal of military cadets trying to save their academy. And I thought Timothy Hutton was great in it, and so was Sean Penn. Another great movie was The Outsiders. Oh, that was a fantastic movie with Ralph Macchio, Tommy Howell, and Matt Dillon. I thought it was really great. And another one was Purple Rain. Oh, that was a magnificent thing of print. And I just want to say that I haven't called any lines for like a month or two. And I used to call all the time during the summer until I went back to school at Lawrence Junior High in Chatsworth, California. Yay! And I'm a roaring seventh grader. I'm so happy. Everybody probably thinks I'm like in the 12th grade or something, but no. I'm only 12. My birthday is December 27th, so I'll be 13. I'll be so happy. Well, I was going to say hi, Paul Mack. And you might know my sister, Legs. I've talked to you before, but you probably don't remember me. My sister calls conference sometimes. No, maybe all the time, okay? Well, thank you. Bye.
Hi, Paul. This is Casey. And I'm not here to leave a movie review. I'm here to talk about a movie that's coming out called Johnny Dangerously. Why did they add the L-Y on at the end? I wonder. Johnny Dangerously. It's supposed to be a parody of old gangster movies and whatnot. And it's supposed to have that flavor to it, the 30s and, you know, whatever, 20s, whenever it was. And it's really supposed to be a good movie, but the thing I like is that, remember the person who did Beat It, or not Beat It, but Eat It, the parody of Beat It, well, he's doing, Weird Al Yankovic, is doing the theme song for Johnny Dangerously, at least one of the songs that's going to be in the movie. I'm not sure if it's the theme, but it's called This Is The Life. And if you like Weird Al's lyrics and Eat It, you're going to love This Is The Life. This has been Casey Arlita with a pre-review. Good day.
The Duke will die before these eyes, and he'll know that it is I, Van Vladimir Harkonnen, who encompasses his...
tape on Movie Line, and all I've got to say is any guy who talks about, well, there was this guy on there who talks about thriller tape, I mean talks about thrillers and girls jumping into a guy's lap, and then later on he takes you out and he's going to show you his big cock and it's going to split his jeans. Well, any guy that has to talk about his big cock splitting his jeans must not have a big cock. I mean, come on, fellas, if you got to boast it, you ain't got it. Because if you got it, you wouldn't have to boast about it, would you? Well, anyways, I called to say that I saw Beverly Hills Cop, and it was outrageously funny. In fact, in the mortal words of Eddie Murphy, it's outrageously fucking funny.
Did you ever wonder what it would be like to be one of the last people on Earth?
We're talking ghost town!
Well, get ready to find out, because the comet is coming into your orbit.
The legal drinking age is now 10, but you will need ID, let's be real.
Night of the Comet, the night the teenagers ruled the world. Night of the Comet.
Rated PG-13 from Atlantic Releasing.
In 1977, the invitation was sent.
As the Secretary General of the United Nations, who represent almost all of the human inhabitants of the planet Earth, I send greetings.
In 1984, it was accepted. Now, company from a planet 6 billion light years away has arrived.
Do you seriously expect me to tell the President that an alien has landed, assumed the identity of a dead house painter, and is presently out tooling around the countryside in a hopped-up 1977 Mustang?
Now, he'll experience the one force in the universe he's yet to experience. Love.
It's when you care more for someone else than you do for yourself.
And the one force on our planet even greater. Hate.
This is to be considered a combat mission.
Columbia Pictures presents Starman, the science fiction love story. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Opening this Friday at theaters everywhere.
Well, hello, Paul, and Movie Line callers. This is Bert from the Party Line here. And I wanted to leave my personal review of a movie which I liked very much. It's called Stop Making Sense. It is a concert movie of the Talking Heads. Now, I have not been very familiar with the Talking Heads. Never been to any of their concerts. Of course, I've heard their music on the radio. I don't have any of their albums. However, I did enjoy the movie a lot. It's just an excellent concert movie. In particular, I found the direction to be very, very good, and the musicians to be something which you could shoot very easily because they were very interesting to watch. Their moves on stage were entertaining, and the music was good, and I was surprised at how many songs I actually did recognize that I didn't realize they had done. You know, that happens to you sometimes when you go to a concert. This has got to be the best concert movie ever. There really haven't been too many of them. Sometimes people talk about some of the Stones concert movies. But I think that this one's got to be the best ever. And even if you don't like the Talking Heads, I mean, if you don't like them, don't see it. But if you're impartial to them, if you like them, definitely a movie to see. Also, if you just want to see a fine concert movie, then I suggest going to see it. This has been a movie review from Bert of the Party Line. Goodbye.
Hi, Paul. This is Heidi Televenture. Not my real name, of course, but it will do since the time Richie gave it to me weeks ago. By now, you should have received my utterly offensive and extremely trashy holiday newsletter. I hope you enjoyed the dirt slinging. Now, I have some trivia questions for you. What author of Night Sanctuary, a book on the loves of a Russian ballet star, fiction, of course, but it resembles You May Know Who, starred in a Warhol Morrissey film? Question number two, what film was filmed on the set of Fassbender's Quarrel and was about the production of that film? Question number three, what murderer is doing music for Kenneth Anger's final remake of a film screening at the Vista on December 12th? Guess the murderer and the film. I'll give you a hint. Kenneth Anger tried to turn the murderer into a toad years ago. Number four, in Female Trouble, Divine played a female role and a male role. Guess what male role Glenn, also known as Divine, played? Five, what John Waters film star recently died? This one is easy. Six, in the German release, Women in Flames, where a male and female prostitute lived together, why didn't their phone ring? They did both work out of the home and occasionally went on call, so the phone should have rung. The most obvious answer was that maybe it was disconnected. I don't know the answer to this one and thought the film was extremely dull but loved the ending. Wonder if the writer of this film got the idea from Fassbender's Marriage of Maria Braun. Seven, this actor was in Suspiria, Fassbender's third generation, and both Warhol, Morrissey Productions, Frankenstein in 3D, and Dracula, and countless other films. It's not Joe D'Alessandro. Eight, Joe D'Alessandro's working-class occupation in L.A. currently is what? Nine, he's written many books and did a reading at the New Art when they showed a film about him. People that appeared in this film were Patti Smith, Allen Ginsberg, His brother Mortimer, not Alan's brother Mortimer, but the author's brother Mortimer, Brian Geisen, who supposedly slipped the brownie recipe into Alice B's cookbook, and the author's son, now deceased. A current group with a current hit used one of his stories for the basis of their recently released song. That should be easy enough for you. If you can answer all of these questions, I'll send you a designer toilet seat cover. And I will personally make it out for you, and it should be nicer, these little things that people used to call way back when, Carter campaign hats and various ethnic slurs as being certain races' T-shirts. Anyway, I have seen a few interesting films this year. Taking Tiger Mountain was fabulously, surrealistically dreamlike, and Stranger Than Paradise was wonderful and was filmed almost like Joan Didion writes. This has been a comment from Heidi Televenture, and I hope you have the answers next week. If not, I'll just have to tell you.
No. I mean, yes, I have the answers. They're written right down here on a piece of paper. Let me bring them out here. The answers to those questions are not on this piece of paper. However, I know that the answers are definitely out there. People know these things. Heidi, no, don't bother calling in next week. We know the answers to the questions. Trust me. I know these things. Just to explain them on the line would be a waste of my caller's time. No, however, I do have the answers to Mr. Fun's questions that he asked last week, and I want to thank Mr. Fun for stating a couple of hard questions. Well, four hard questions to be exact, so I didn't have to give out another Casio credit card calculator. By the way, Michael from Los Angeles, your calculator is in the mail next week, so be patient. Okay, the answers to the questions were, who played the Tin Man? That was Buddy Ebsen. He was originally slated to play the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. What do the films Poltergeist and Toby Hooper have to do with each other? Well, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Anyway, never mind that. All right, The Seven Samurai is the answer to question number three, and Ronald Reagan's last film was The Killers. Great. And music trivia, well, that's another story. Anyway, we got a few more comments.
Hello, everybody. I just got done seeing 2010 Odyssey 2, and I'd just like to tell you, everybody, that it's very, very good. Plot was excellent. I read the book, and they did delete a major part of it, but all in all, the movie was very good, very well written. The special effects were excellent. Acting was good. And I encourage everybody who saw 2001 to go see 2010. It's just unbelievable. Excellent movie. Until I see another movie, listen for my comment on Dune, because I will go and see Dune and leave a comment about that. Until later, this is Scott from down all the way down here, rainy El Toro. Adios.
Hello, Alan.
Hello, Mrs. Wiener. Is Debbie ready?
She'll be right down. Oh. What movie are you going to see?
No Small Affair.
Oh?
It's about a 16-year-old kid named Charles who has an affair with a 22-year-old woman.
Uh-huh. Sure you wouldn't rather play ping pong in the rec room?
But first, his brother tries to get him a hooker.
Or make your own sundaes.
Who meets Charlie's mother.
Or play miniature golf.
Right after the outrageous bachelor party.
There's always bowling.
Which comes after the outrageous nightclub party.
Debbie's ill.
That's after Charles gets arrested.
At her grandmother's.
In a nightclub.
In Cleveland.
For taking strange photos.
Debbie died.
Hi, Alan.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Shall we go?
Are you sure you kids don't just want to watch TV?
Look, Mrs. Wiener, even my parents loved No Small Affair, but if you like, we can stay here.
Oh, good.
And watch the Punk Sluts concert on cable.
Be home before 12.
Right. Come on, Debbie. You got the money?
Columbia Pictures presents No Small Affair, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent.
I don't know about you, but that's about going to do it for me this week on the Movie Line. I want to thank you all very much for bearing with us to the bare end. And just a reminder, this tape does repeat all over again, so please stick around, hear the part you haven't heard yet, so that you can tell your mom and dad that you heard the whole, complete, entire recording. Okay? Just a reminder, there's a lot of new Christmas films coming out, so when you see these films, make sure that you phone in your reviews on 761-0333. This is the busiest time of the year for movies. Among the new films coming out and are currently out include 2010, Burt Reynolds and Clint Eastwood in City Heat, Francis Ford Coppola's The Cotton Club, Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop, and this Friday, Starman and Dune. Thanks for calling.